This morning, what we're going to do is give an opportunity for you to share the goodness of our God, things he's been doing lately in your lives, anything you'd like to share. I have a couple of scriptures I'd like to read, and then we'll just allow you to come to the mic and just give glory to God for anything he's done. We serve a wonderful God. He is such a good, good Father. Continually just pours out his blessings on us. We should all have more than enough to share of the goodness of our God. I'm going to read one out of the Old Testament, one scripture out of the Old Testament, and one out of the New Testament. This one comes out of Psalms 71, verses 15. It says this, "My mouth shall tell of your righteousness and of your salvation all the day, for I do not know their limits, and I will go in the strength of the Lord God, and I will make mention of your righteousness, of yours only. O God, you have taught me from my youth, and to this day I declare your wondrous works. Now also when I am old and gray-haired, O God, do not forsake me." And one out of Luke. It's given us opportunity to just share testimonies of God's faithfulness. Luke 8, 38 and 39 says this. And this is when Jesus healed this man who had a demon. And the man wanted to go with Jesus. And he said no. And this is what he says. Let me start here. "Now the man from whom the demons had departed begged him that he might be with him. But Jesus sent him away, saying, 'Return to your own house. Tell what great things God has done for you.' And he went his way, proclaimed throughout the whole city what great things Jesus had done for him." That's what we want to do this morning. We want to share any great things that Jesus has done for us. And so I'm just going to leave the mic up here, and as the Spirit leads you to do this, we can do this.
Okay, so mine's more of a devotional than like what kind of God's doing in my life, but I thought it would be important to talk about it, and hopefully someone gets some things out of it. There's some defensive driving techniques in it, so Seth, when you're going to be driving, remember this, and same with Justin. So I was coming back from Chambersburg the other week. For those who don't know, I do quite a lot of driving. I'm not a truck driver, but I put the miles on my vehicle. And a lot of that has to do, you know, 81, 83, 695, all the roads we don't want to deal with too much. But I was coming back from Chambersburg, and I was headed up 81. I try to avoid putting myself in the spot where an accident can happen, right? So defensive driving technique, the less vehicles you pass, the less blind spots you're in, the less likelihood of getting into an accident. So don't pass vehicles on the highway, you two, unless you need to. On 81, you're always behind a truck, yes. And this kind of devotional kind of it speaks to trucks because there's quite a few involved in this particular incident. So I was headed up, and I was in the passing lane. I know I wasn't supposed to do that, but as I was coming up on these trucks, it was a whole mess of vehicles right there, a lot more vehicles than I'm comfortable with in a confined area. But I kind of ignored that. I drove up and I was beside a tractor trailer who was tailgating another tractor trailer. And I've never heard it more clear in my life that I should not be there. So I slowed down and got about two car lengths off of the one tractor trailer beside. And the one in front of him brake checked him and he whipped over right to where I was. So, you know, we often talk about stepping out in faith to do things, start a new job maybe, but, you know, step out in faith and listen to what he's telling you to do. So
he kept you out of an accident.
Amen. Yeah.
Did you listen? I didn't. Wow.
My dear church family has been praying for me over the last couple weeks as I've been doing a job transition. The first week of school, we had a quick resignation, and within several days, I was just told that I'm switching the subject I'm teaching from elementary health, high school health, to high school PE. And I was definitely deer in the headlights, thinking, like, it's just a whole different beast, it's a whole different animal, and wasn't sure that I was embracing that at all. But so I was honest and struggles, and people prayed for me. And I want to thank you sincerely for your prayers. I felt them, and I know Mike was very faithful in praying, and a number of friends and notes, and my church family and the women that gathered for me that morning and prayed for me. And I just say thank you, and it absolutely does make a difference. The day after I got word from my principal that I was being moved, Ben, for Mother's Day, went to, you know, quick, oh, Mother's Day, going to see Mom, better quick grab a card. Goes to the Hallmark store and thinking, okay, and just kind of looks around and grabs this devotional called Seeing God in America, because I guess, you know, it's all about different places in America. He knows I like to travel. So I think it was probably a quick thought, but interestingly enough, how this little Hallmark devotional has spoken to me again and again and again. And I've told Ben that. Ben, or I should say this, when I texted the kids and told them on a couple things here, Caleb, they do grow up and they do actually come back to encourage you as a parent. Caleb wrote, Mom, I'm sorry about the changes. He said, it's not going to be fun, but he said, maybe, just maybe, the Lord puts you in this position to minister to someone you might have not previously gotten a chance to. We'll be praying for you. So as your kids, you know, start to minister back to you. The next day I read this in a devotional. I ended up typing it up, and it's actually hanging beside my desk in my office. And it says, I'm going to pull the one. It went like this. After it talked about a place in Smoky Mountains, it said this. In life, we will face problems, challenges, and difficult situations. God's strength, help, wisdom, provision, and a store of creative ideas and solutions are available with every sunrise. Those who seek him will find fresh plans and fresh provision of strength. You are the God of the new. In you, Lord, there is new grace, new help, new guidance, new inspiration, and new energy for everything that you will encounter this day. That just was just truly a word from God from the little devotional that Ben had given me. The day I started the new position, I get this text from Brooke, my one daughter-in-law. Praying for you today. Remember how big our God is. He's going before you and with you. Incredible to think about, and to think about how good and great he is, and he takes care of us. God has in control, and you can only do your best you can do. And remember, no matter what, God is still good. Love you. You know, these are just words spoken to me. About a week later, I read this. It was about Pearl Harbor. And then it ended like this. In other words, don't let surprise attacks, no matter where they come from, throw you off. Don't let them knock you off your feet or embitter you or send you into a tailspin of confusion. Instead, pick yourself up, dust yourself off, and get back to pursuing the will of God to do the best of the will of God to the best of your understanding. In the end, God will see to it that victory is yours. And then it said, Lord, please don't let these unexpected troubles push me off course. Help me to stay on the path you set before me and continue to walk with you. Kim said to me, okay, think of something positive. What's something you can be thankful for? It's just, I feel like my kids are just talking back to me everything I would have said to them if they were in the same situation. And I said, I have my own little private bathroom in my office, She's like, okay, that's a start. There's one. So as we were trying to go through this. And then, again, something that I read in his devotional, it said, Lord Jesus, forgive me, Lord Jesus, for letting worries and fears pile up in my mind and weigh down my shoulders. Help me to trust in you minute by minute with every situation in our life. And the two scriptures that were in the one devotional was, he gives strength to the weary, and to him who lacks might, he increases power. Yet for those who wait on the Lord, they will gain new strength. They will mount up with wings like eagles. They will run and not grow tired, and they will walk and not become weary. And the last scripture from the devotional was, therefore I have hope. The Lord's loving kindness indeed will never cease, for his compassion will never fail. They are new every morning. Great is thy faithfulness. So God has been faithful, and I've been able to laugh and kid around with the kids, and I've had some good days. And even though it still is a challenge and a change, thank you for your prayers. I have greatly felt them. Thank you.
On Sunday mornings, Barry always leaves about an hour before I do, and so I usually get the dishes done and do the things that need to be done. Excuse me. And I usually have about a half an hour left, and I usually use it for kind of a devotional time, because it's just between me and the Lord, and usually the phone doesn't ring and a lot of other things. So this morning, I really don't know why, but I sat down, and I have a library on my phone, and I just sat down and started to read a book that I've been reading, and all of a sudden it popped up that somebody was sending me a text. I couldn't have possibly been any more surprised. It was Denise Stanlinger. You all know who she is, and I have prayed for her. I have cried for her. I have gotten mad at her. I have gotten impatient with her, to the point that I just almost can't stand her sometimes. And I've tried to connect with her, and she would always ignore it. And yet I come back and say, Lord, what is it that you keep her on my mind? But this text said that she is not feeling very well yet, and I know she hasn't been feeling well, but she just reiterated that she loves us and that she cares. And I just texted her right back and said, you know, thank you for connecting. And could we go out for breakfast? And Tuesday night is women's group. She said, I'll try to be there. So if you want a prayer concern, pray for Denise that she will be able to get herself up out of bed, feel well enough, and be able to come. She also said that she would go to breakfast with me. So I need your prayer support in that. So I'm the weak one. I lose my faith. But just when you lose it, God brings another answer. Thank you.
I just had a little thing too. Some things have been going on. I was going to read a scripture in Psalms 63. O God, you are my God. Earnestly I seek you. My soul thirsts for you. My body longs for you in a dry and weary land where there is no water. I have seen you in the sanctuary and beheld your power and your glory. Because your love is better than life, my lips will glorify you. I will praise you as long as I live, and in your name I will lift up my hands. My soul will be satisfied as with the richest of foods. With singing lips, my mouth will praise you. On my bed, I remember you. I think of you through the watches of the night, because you are my help. I sing in the shadow of your wings. And for me, it's just little things that God has done that just reminds me that he cares about each of us. Daniel was playing at a friend's with us last weekend and hit his hand on the side of a Gaga pit and thought he broke his finger. So we gave it a day or two. And then he and I went to the doctor on Monday, and they said, oh, we better do an x-ray. And then they told us, oh, we think he ripped a tendon in his finger. So they had us go to an orthopedic doctor on Wednesday, and we were praying for him. And then Wednesday we were there, the orthopedic doctor said, I don't think he ripped his tendon. I think it's just bruised in there, and it'll be okay. So he goes on Wednesday, but it's a praise. You know, it went from a situation that seemed fairly serious to, you know, we were wondering, does ripped tendon mean surgery? Like, what does that mean? And to, oh, he doesn't even need a splint. It's okay. And just something else for me, like back last spring, they were saying a class that Justin and Megan and Daniel had taken. It's middle school. Age 6th through 8th grade can be part of it, and at our co-op, some years it changes, but for right now it can be 6th, 7th, or 8th grade. And the teacher who had done this for ever since Justin was in it, back when he was in 7th grade, was stepping down, and they were going to have to discontinue the program if nobody came up and said that they would do it. So our kids were all saying, Mom, you've got to be the leader for this. You can't let this die. So David and I were praying about it for a while because we knew how much work is involved in that program. And so it's been really stretching, like, you know, with the new school year starting. David and I were in agreement that, yeah, I can go ahead and say I'll do this, but it's totally different when you're taking your kids and dropping them off somewhere and just helping support them to get their work done at home than it is to be the one trying to make sure the whole class gets everything, there's a lot of different projects they have to do at the same time. So it's a lot to think about. But God's been really faithful to me. Before this started, even though it's not a Bible class or anything, I felt like God was telling me I should start with a scripture and pray at the beginning of every time that we meet. And I thought, well, that, you know, it's a Christian co-op. I can do that. It's not something that they ever do in that class, but I've been faithful to do that, and God has been so faithful to me that each class, I don't know if it's the best run class or the if our team will win anything, but I feel like we get as much done as is necessary. So God has just been very faithful at ending scripture in Psalms, that he is our help, and it's just wonderful to see in many ways for our church family how he does that.
I get you all know that we have to do district worship at conference. When Glenn first asked us, my first initial reaction was to strangle him. I have not loved Glenn in the last 2 months. Anyways, the prayer is just, there's a lot of things going into it. You wonder why. You know, why us? We're going to go in and do worship that is very unlike what you ever have at conference. That could either mean people are happy with us or not happy with us, and that really is the people doesn't matter, but we need a couple things. When I was upset about this, I was reading scripture, and it reminded me that God uses the called, not the qualified,
and y'all love us, and you know we ain't the most qualified to do this job. So I think something really good come out of this. I think that worship could change for the Brethren Church. But we need a whole lot of prayer between now and Saturday, please, for lots of reasons. It's a little disconnected between us and the college as to what's going to be there and what's, yeah. So please pray for us that they would feel our heart of worship and that it would change them and that it would change some of the courses where the Church of the Brethren is going, and that the Atlantic Northeast District would kind of rise up and be a source of change for the Brethren Church. So, thanks.
It's no coincidence that Glenn is a moderator and you guys are doing worship. It's part of God's plan. He has new beginnings in store for our district as well as our denomination. So it'll be good. It'll be good. Lord, I just minister peace now over Sean, Laura, and Judy, and all the praise team in Jesus' name. Lord, that you would just give them a peace about it as they just honor you through worship of song. Thank you, Lord God, for the things you will do. Thank you, Jesus. Pray in your name. I didn't know if I should share anything or not. You hear enough of me, but I thought this is strange enough that maybe you should hear it. This week, for whatever reason, God has his ways. They're so much higher than I understand. I saw the end of this movie called Marshall. We Are Marshall. It's the end of it's a football team. It's a true story. Back in 1972, the plane crashed with all these football players on it, and the whole team was killed, and the coaches and everybody. And a new coach had to come into the town, come into the college, and try to raise it from the ashes. And it's a story of that. It's a true story. At any rate, at the end of the movie, this girl's finally moving on, getting a new beginning for herself, and she's driving down the road in her little VW bug going to California, and this song comes on by a group called America, and it's called Ventura Highway from 1972. Now, most of you probably don't even know this song at all, do you? There's something about that that in my spirit jumped. I couldn't explain it. You know, sometimes it's the oddest things how the Holy Spirit communicates with us. I didn't think much about it. You know, because you think it's a song from 1972. I mean, I knew it as a kid. And the Lord brought me back to that song different times. And I thought, okay, I'm going to look up this song. And I played it on YouTube and I said, what are you trying to say, Holy Spirit? And it's a group called America, and the album is off called Homecoming. And Ventura, I looked up the word Ventura, what that means, and it means like blessings. Blessings Highway. And I started getting to the lyrics of the song, and the Holy Spirit was speaking to me and encouraging me through this secular song, encouraging me in the spirit of things that he has in store for America. I probably wouldn't have thought of these things, but I had to think of a book Barry gave me about this prophecies about Donald Trump. This guy, and it was a whole book about these prophecies, and some of the things he received was about through horse racing. God was speaking through the names of the horses that would win the Kentucky Derby or the Triple Crown and those kinds of things. It's like, and I heard the Lord speaking to me. I'm speaking to you, Mike, through this song, and it's like, wow. So be prepared to just receive. I mean, he is creative God. Amen. We serve such a creative God, and He communicates with us on so many different levels, whether it be through devotionals your sons give you, or through who knows whatever means, even secular songs written 45 years ago. Our God is a God that communicates and loves His children and will communicate if we're sensitive to hear His voice. So I'd encourage you this week, listen for His voice and for those opportunities He gives you to interact with Him. So let's pray and then we'll be dismissed. Lord, we thank You that You're such a wonderful God, such a gracious and loving Heavenly Father. Your ways are so mighty, so awesome, so much higher than our ways, Lord. We thank You for Your great love for us, for each of us. You know how many hairs are on our heads. You know every thought that's on our mind. You know it all, Lord, and You still love us and sent Your Son to die in our place. Thank You. Lord, this week, help us be sensitive to Your Spirit. Help us to be good representatives for You, good ambassadors for You and Your kingdom, that You'd receive all the honor and glory. Thank You for the honor that You received through these testimonies. We pray it all in Jesus' name. Amen.